To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hi, news listeners. It's Thursday and time for your Thursday installment of the BT at News Show. It's the 27th of January, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like Samsung's going to be unpacking some new stuff for us at their next event coming February 9th. Yes, that is now the confirmed date, with the confirmed time being at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 a.m. Pacific. U.S. time, of course. The invitations that were sent out actually contained a large letter S with the words, "The Epic Standard." What that indicates is we'll probably expect to see that Galaxy S22 series debut. Would make sense. Those S22 leaks have been coming left and right lately. And if those leaks remain true at the event, doesn't look like we're going to be seeing any major overhaul either. Of course, the event will be live stream on the internet, and to view it, you can head to samsung.com. Well, of course, with new phones coming from Samsung, that also means new hardware and new chips. But where the hell are the chips? Well, according to the U.S. right now, there ain't a lot of them. Of course, we've been hearing about this worldwide chip shortage, and according to the folks at Bloomberg and the Washington Post, the U.S. Commerce Department actually published a semiconductor supply chain report stating that the global shortage will actually last well into 2022, possibly by the end of this year, even possibly into 2023. Their exact words were, "We're not even close to being out of the woods." Now, of course, the semiconductor problem, not just affecting tech companies, no, broadband companies are affected, car makers, heck, even medical device producers. Plus, it doesn't help the demand has actually been higher, 17% higher actually in 2021, and that's just going 2 years back to 2019. Windows 11 users, yep, you've got an update. Microsoft has released KB500-8353. And I don't even know if you can hear me say that right now, because chances are, if you need that update, you're not hearing me, because it's affected your audio. Now, there's a lot of changes in this update, not just within the audio preferences, making it basically a non-security update, which means it's optional. They're promising it will fix problems with your audio, particularly with Bluetooth audio, and those issues with Windows 11 taskbar, you know, where it causes app icons to appear unnecessarily. Yeah, kind of annoying, isn't it? Apparently, it will fix that too. It also addresses other problems with the taskbar, particularly the problem that causes the volume icon to show that sound is muted when it's actually not. And if your taskbar is auto-hiding and you didn't tell it to, apparently it will also fix that as well. So as you can see, it may be optional, but it's kind of needed. And finally, you know the old saying, nothing's really free? Remember when Facebook was offering free internet to developing countries? Yeah, I guess it really wasn't free. Yeah, as you might remember, Facebook partnered with mobile carriers in developing countries, you know, like Indonesia, heck, even where I'm at right now, the Philippines, Pakistan, and a few others. This was to give users free access to Facebook and a few other websites. Problem was, though, it really wasn't free. Users were actually getting charged by their cellular company, at least according to the folks over the Wall Street Journal, who did some investigating journalism. Yeah, so folks that were trying to access, say, communication tools, health information, education resources, and particularly those who were on low bandwidth, was supposed to be at no charge. But according to an internal report viewed by the Wall Street Journal, Facebook reportedly actually knew users were getting charged for internet usage, and apparently didn't do anything about it. These issues is what they're calling leakage. Yeah. And apparently it's supposed to occur when paid services start overlapping with what's free. The problem is that most people who access this service were also on a prepaid service, so many of them didn't even realize they were getting charged for using mobile data, basically until their funds ran out. In fact, the Wall Street Journal noticed users in Pakistan have been charged the most for actually using Facebook free, totaling $1.9 million in data fees. Yeah, kind of have to wonder, how did that go under the radar? Well, in any case, Facebook says it's fixed the problem. I bet they have. And now, apparently, they tell people that viewing photos and videos will result in data charges when they sign up. And Facebook went on to say, "We'll do our best to remind people that viewing them may result in data charges." Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. All of our fantastic shows are over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out the latest photo show. Great show here on the British Tech Network. If you're a photographer, it's a must to tune in. Of course, Mac fans, we got the Mac show for you, and everything general in tech, we've got the big show for you as well. It's really all happening here at BTN. Get in touch with us at our social media destinations as well, at Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter at British Tech, and join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.